Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Monday. This is the 29th day in November of 2021. I'm Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, hopefully the start of your week. And we're going to get started in the field of biopharmaceuticals. As you can imagine, during a global pandemic like COVID-19, biopharmaceutical companies are crucial to helping ensure that people stay healthy and stay safe. Well, one such large biopharmaceutical company called Supernus Pharmaceuticals, confirmed that they had a data breach in the middle of November, and they notified all relevant authorities, confirming it was a ransomware attack that did not impact their operations and that they had no intent to pay the ransom. Interestingly, the Hive ransomware group is claiming that they've conducted this attack, posting a snippet of up to 1.5 terabytes of data they stole as proof that they conducted this attack. Now, it's unclear exactly what data was stolen. Again, only snippets were provided as proof. But Hive pointed out that they did this attack because they wanted people, ironically, to be aware of the unethical behavior of Supernus Pharmaceuticals as they seek to acquire another firm, Adams Pharmaceuticals, and they seem to be using that as leverage, claiming that the data they stole could make that acquisition by Supernus of Adams very problematic if that data were to be leaked. So again, Supernus looks to be operating just fine. Their computers are no longer encrypted, but data that could impact their future operations amidst a very expensive, if you will, or financially intensive operation, like an acquisition, in this case of Adams Pharmaceuticals, can prove to be important. And so we see a threat actor, in this case Hive, doing their research to know what their targets are doing and what those pain points are and pushing on them to get paid. Meanwhile, there's another ransomware operator. This one operates the Clop ransomware module, and they are hitting a marine service provider. That provider, called Swire Pacific Offshore, or SPO, is a huge component in making sure that things move across, as you would guess, the marine environment, the ocean. And the company said that these ransomware impacts did not affect their global operations. And so it looks like the giant SPO is able to operate normally. But Clop Ransomware is publishing a snippet again as proof of the attack, likely because they want to let SPO know that they're serious about leaking all of the data, which would include stolen passports, stolen payroll information, stolen bank account details, email addresses, and other data. Now, it's unclear if all of this data belongs explicitly to employees. Kind of looks to be the case, but it could also be for contracts, those who use their services, and etc. So if you did business or do business with Swire Pacific Offshore, just know that a ransomware crew potentially has some details that belong to you. And while we want companies like Swire Pacific Offshore to keep our data safe because we trust them, either because we work for them or because they're a business partner, Italy is saying that some very large companies are not being transparent in the privacy of data of their users, specifically Google and Apple. Now, the technology giants Google and Apple are notorious because they run two of the biggest marketplaces for applications and mobile devices. And so this is very problematic for people who almost have to opt into whatever it is that these companies set forth in terms of how they use your data. Well, Italy has just fined both of them the maximum that its antitrust regulator, known as AGCM, can impose. And so Apple and Google will each get 10 million euro fines for, quote, aggressive data practices. Now, if you read through this, which it is in Italian, you will see that specifically the Italian antitrust regulators are concerned that when you create an account with Google, it's not transparent to you that Google will immediately use your data for commercial purposes. You believe that you just need to say, yes, I'm creating an account, not realizing that the email address provided, again, will be used by Google to make Google money. And that Apple does essentially the same thing by having a monopoly on the Apple marketplace. The way that your data is used within that marketplace is not transparent or immediately apparent to you when you are registering for an account. And so we see countries making sure that people and the way that their data is harvested by big companies being challenged to ensure that you understand how your data is being used. And on the topic of transparency, you don't always know what's happening behind your device. A lot of times that's because if you did, you'd be overwhelmed. You just want to have the thing do what you want. And all of the processes and millions of lines of code behind it can often be doing malicious things, whether that's in the case of Google and Apple taking your email address to make money. But in some cases, that data could be used to locate you. And there are firms who specialize in making software that do exactly that, making your device essentially a listening post for them. One such company called Nexa Technologies is in hot water, though, because they sold these surveillance tools that they called Cerebro to a government years ago. Now, the story is pretty simple. Company makes surveillance tool, sells it to government. Government uses it to make people, quote, disappear or torture them. Well, people are really upset about that in the light of recent cases in Israel, where the creators of the Pegasus malware came under fire and were actually sanctioned by the United States. Well, the United States is not the only one concerned that companies are giving nation states and criminals these tools used to spy on people. The French government just indicted this French company called Nexa Technologies for, quote, complicitness in acts of torture and enforced disappearances. And if that sounds insane, it is insane. That's what has happened in the past. These tools are used to identify, locate, and round up people, and they literally are taken away by government personnel, sometimes in the middle of the night, sometimes in broad daylight. And those individuals, yes, they are often tortured for opposing the governments that they live in. And that happened in Egypt, particularly in this case. So we now know, because on 12 October, these indictments were made public, and up to 40,000 political opponents of Egypt in 2014 were targeted in an operation called Toblerone. Now, that was sort of a French play, because Toblerone is a candy shaped like a pyramid. They were selling the tool to Egypt, so kudos to them, I guess, for a cool wordplay. But again, we see technology companies need to be aware of how their product is used and by whom it is being used. Because even though this all occurred in 2014, 6 years ago, seven years ago, it can come back to bite you. So again, if you work for, build, or make applications that can have nefarious uses, just be aware that there are governments, in this case Egypt, who have no problem using them in that nefarious way. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding day. Stay strong, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow on Tuesday. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a judge. Yes, a judge in California. Judge Fruin of California is getting a sincere tip of the cap for recently winning the Alba Witkin Award. Now, that award goes to not how good the judge is, but how committed to their local communities those judges are. And Judge Fruin is getting this award because over four decades ago, he realized that beachgoers did not have a good understanding of the marine life just under the surface of the water. And so he helped save a big building right on the ocean, building an aquarium. And over four decades has worked with the aquarium and educational institutes to make sure that people, particularly children, can have a good life experience, matching the beach-going love with the ecosystem rich and full of the biodiversity underneath. So to you, Judge Fruin, a sincere tip of the cap for your focus on education, your community, and the ocean.